from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A thirsty Thursday here on Evan and Tiki. It's Sean Morash and Tiki Barber with Evan continuing his trip south of the border. Lugie and Connor with us as well. And Tiki, let me just start off the show by saying this. Congratulations, baseball. You finally did something right. How are you, young man?
I'm fantastic, and I'm old, but still, this was awesome by Major League Baseball. If you missed it, the Subway Series, which is next week, by the way.
Yep.
We will be out there at the Hard Rock Cafe, broadcasting Tuesday and Wednesday, correct?
No, just Tuesday.
Just Tuesday.
One day.
Broadcasting just Tuesday at the
Get
Hard
your
Rock
tickets
Cafe.
Now, yes.
Get your tickets now. Come see us. Say hello. But the Subway Series has just gotten expanded back to 3-game series. Now, they did it right, and then they did it wrong, because the Subway Series in New York with the Mets is on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So it's great and it's not great at the same time.
See, I think that part's great and we'll debate that in a little bit. But here's the main premise. Major League Baseball, I could never figure out why they did this. I know Evan loves this. Announcing a schedule for your following season at some point in the summer of your current season feels like a gigantic, silly waste of time. For starters, it's July 18th. We don't even have an NBA schedule for a season that starts off in October, so usually these leagues find a way to do it. However, if Major League Baseball is going to continue this practice, dropping it on Thursday afternoon of their own All-Star Week with nothing going on, right off the bat,
that's why I don't mind it. That's why I don't mind it.
Something to discuss, banter about.
Otherwise, what are we talking about baseball-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, you can start getting ready for the second half probably tomorrow. I think that's when it will become heightened again, but like, we won't be able to talk about it until Monday.
Right.
And so it's a long way before we're talking about any progress towards winning the ALCS or whatever is conversation you're trying to have around baseball, or the deadline talk, or what needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera. So throwing it in this dead period, and it's not just a dead period for baseball, it's a dead period for everything.
For sports. And if you're going to do it, it's one thing just to do it, because who cares when the Braves play the Astros in the middle of June next year. Do it with some significant news. And what Tiki just alluded to a little while ago is significant news. For years and years and years, when Major League Baseball started interleague play, it was just between the two divisions, and you had your rival in the Subway Series, and then it's expanded. And it's gotten so much to the point where basically two leagues now act as two conferences, and everybody plays everybody.
Yes.
But in the midst of this, over the last, I would say, decade or so, outside of every 3 years, you would have Yankees and Mets only play 4 times instead of 6. And not just that. Tuesday, Wednesday, like we're getting next week, which still has the buzz, but Tiki, let's be honest. For a good rivalry this time, we want a nice tuned-up weekend crowd. Those used to be the best Subway Series when I was younger. Major League Baseball is going back to practicing this premise. It's not just for Yankees-Mets. It's for any natural rivalry they can find. You will go back to having 6 games a year between the Yankees and Mets, between the Dodgers and Angels, between the Cubs and White Sox. And next year, on top of that, baseball will call 1 weekend each year, rivalry weekend, where all of these series take place at once. That will be May 16th, 17th, and 18th at Yankee Stadium. And then, like you said, 4th of July weekend, Yankees-Mets at City. Whether that's a problem or not,
yeah,
we could talk about. But the bottom line is this. More Yankee-Met games I think is a great thing for this town, and I'm pumped up that baseball
did it. I think it is, and I think, and I didn't realize the history of it till we were talking about it pre-show, how Met fans, because of the dynastic nature of the Yankees, looked at it as a disadvantage.
Oh yeah, they did.
Right. So why do we got to play them three times? They're gonna beat it. They're gonna sweep us, and it's gonna hurt our chances.
Right. The Marlins don't have to face the Yankees six times.
And so when you said that, it kind of struck me as so defeatist, like such a loser mentality.
Welcome, Tiki, to what that fan base at least used to be. Now we have positive.
But my point is now, if you're the Mets, you're not fearing that. You're not fearing that the Yankees are dynastic and that they're going to beat you every single time you play them. In fact, they just swept them. And so, to me, I think that side of it is gone. Not that Major League Baseball was basing their decision solely on the two New York teams, but maybe they were. But to me, what you just hit on is the biggest thing that they could have done and got right. That is creating a rivalry week. So that May 16th, so the first Subway Series weekend of the Yankees and the Mets next year is rivalry week. The one thing that I've always...
And baseball's going to market the heck out of that.
Right, but the one thing that baseball has not always done well is that.
Right.
Right, creating a reason outside of this is my favorite team to watch.
Yeah, right? The NBA is geniuses at this.
Genius.
You ever watch a midweek NBA game? They're not telling you the Denver Nuggets are playing the Boston Celtics. It's watch Jason Tatum versus Nikola Jokic. They know how to market player rivalries and players you want to see. Baseball has failed at this forever.
Yes.
And marketing something as rivalry week and having towns and close enough communities buzzing. It's not just a Yankee-Met thing. It's a Chicago, LA, everything. I think is
Dodgers,
a really big
White
deal.
Sox, yes. Cubs, you mentioned Cardinals, Royals are the other one. Yes. Pirates, Phillies, Astros, and Rangers.
If baseball's going to be a regionalized sport, which it is, then embrace pumping up those regional rivalries and get them to play two series a year at ballparks for three-game stretches. I think this is a genius idea. I'm into it. But you hit on it, Tiki. And you Met fans, I want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. The Yankees were never scared about playing the Mets twice a year. In fact, the most vocal fan base about the unfairness in the scheduling of interleague play, and this isn't just a pick or prod, it's a fact, and I don't even think Tommy can deny it. We're Met fans across baseball because Met fans thought it was so obnoxiously unfair that they had to play the Yankees six times. Tiki? Steve Cohen owns that team. Mm-hmm. We have taken calls still into mid-July that Met fans think they're also getting Juan Soto, which is, I mean, how many times are we going to talk about that? If these are Steve Cohen's Mets, and you Met fans have taken a social media and called WFA and have talked about how different things are going to be and how different he's going to spend, in the course of the next couple of years, as this now goes back to what it used to be six times a year, I better not hear one call on WFA from a Met fan saying this is unfair that you play the Yankees six times a year.
I think the game has changed. The nature of the game has changed. The ability to have, you know, sustained success has changed. And so what you see one year, you might not see the next year.
Right.
And so, you know, teams can easily go from, I won't say the bottom because that's probably insurmountable, but near the bottom to a team that's contending. And so every year it feels different. So it's what you do every year that makes you more viable. And so as a Met fan, ever since Steve Cohen became the owner of this team, that's been the dream. Whatever we need to do to make this team be better or be competitive, I have an owner that can do that and is willing to do that. And so this whole narrative that the Yankees are our daddies is gone. And so you should embrace this.
You should.
I mean,
hell,
you swept the first Subway Series, Met fan. So you should absolutely embrace this. But to me, the bigger story is that the Major League Baseball has gotten it right.
Now, Met fans also may not like the idea of it's easy to say you swept somebody for two games, a lot harder to do it for three games.
But you take two out of three, isn't that just as good?
But isn't that fun? See, even the mere bickering about this is fun. Are you going to be scared to play the Yankees six times a year, Tommy?
I'm not scared at all, Sean, but I'm going to see what you just said, and I'm going to raise you this one, because I have a message for you and the Yankee fans. All good. We play you six times. No excuses, no complaining. But I better not hear on this station from Yankee fans, this is your World Series. You beat us 4 out of 6. I don't need your resume. We all know your resume. So man up. Make it a six-game series for the city. Whoever wins gets the bragging rights. Well, no resume showing from the Yankee fan.
Obviously. But I think both these teams are in... They're not in, let's just draw on history, and that's the argument anymore. You can't be that way. The Mets are too good right now. At least playing good right now. But hell, 2 years ago, they won 101 games. So... Like, I don't think the history, while it's still, it's always going to be there. It's never going away. It's not what you're talking about when you're talking about a Subway Series matchup.
No.
It's about what's happening, you know, right here and right now. The other side of this, and I think this is where I believe that Major League Baseball got a cue from the Yankees and the Mets, their first Subway Series, is the economic benefit has got to be enormous. Because think about how, you know, we talked about this all season long, how hard it's been for the Mets to draw, right? To get 40,000 people.
Unless it's Hello Kitty Day.
Unless it's, and you're not even getting maximum. You're getting, you know, 32 or 33 or whatever it may be. The Subway Series with the Yankees and the Mets, it was packed.
Right.
Right? It was sold out those two nights. And so the economic benefit of this for both teams, really, but the home team is massive. And and I don't think that's something that we should just ignore as part of why this is happening. Because ultimately, whenever big things like this happen,
money.
It's always, the bottom line is going to always be money. There's going to be all these little things that we can talk about, like, oh, this is great because, you know, it's a six-game series. It feels like a real series. It's, you know, the scared factor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's ultimately going to come down to money.
Now, for anybody asking the question, well, Sean, Tiki, they're adding two games to the Subway Series now, and this is not just a one-off next year. This is what they want to do, and they won't have a rivalry weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we making up the games elsewhere? Baseball is going to take away from every team two games versus a team in their league or two teams in their league that aren't in the same division. So, for instance, what used to possibly be a midweek three-game series versus the White Sox for the Yankees, maybe next year is two games.
Yeah.
And that's how you make up getting to the extra Yankees-Mets, which I think is genius. We don't need, I don't need another Yankee-Guardian game.
Yeah.
I would rather more Yankee-Met games. Baseball's long enough. Make those games and make those moments fun. But I am very curious at 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019, the Met fan that once had the defeatist attitude about playing the Yankees in the Subway Series. All good now? You're ready to resume and gloves are off. Now, there's another part of this while we're giving baseball credit. Tommy brought this up in our pre-show meeting. Tiki, we could bring this to the audience too. While rivalry weekend, I think, is a special, brilliant idea marketing-wise, are they doing it a little too early by mid-May? Because we could be in a scenario. May 16th, Evan and Tiki from the Hard Rock next year. But the Knicks or Rangers could be hosting a playoff game that night.
Oh, I see.
In mid-May, we're still NBA NHL playoff time. Shouldn't you wait till like maybe mid-June and things have cleared out and really own the moment of baseball?
Yeah, you should. Because, by the way, the same thing could happen, you know, with in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
It could happen in any.
Oh, of course. Of course. And if the Knicks and Rangers are out or the Devils are out or whoever, we know the Nets won't be there. We're not going to care. We're going to be into the baseball. But it could be. It could fall flat on his face where the Subway Series has less juice if the Knicks are in a big series with the Celtics that week.
Yeah, you know, it is funny you mention that because I honestly think the rivalry week should be more when it's baseball season.
Yeah.
Right? When it's
no distractions from anything
no
else.
No distractions from anything, but it's also the dog days. You know, we always talk about the dog days of summer. You always got baseball. Baseball
right.
is always, it's there's nothing happening, but you got baseball. Juice up that time period.
Yep.
Even though I think the reason they didn't. And I'll be on their side for this. Is that it gets really easy to be apathetic as a fan. Not that you don't care, but it's not like you're going to be engaged. So if you are committed, let's say they made the second of these series, this Subway Series next year, the Rivalry Week series, and you're supposed to be, I don't know, in the Hamptons. You're supposed to go to
you're competing
Maine,
with summer.
Yeah. Right? You're supposed to go to Florida. You're supposed to go to the Bahamas. You're going on a family trip to, I don't know, Mexico.
Yep.
Like Evan Roberts. Like you just like the summer becomes very hard to detail in the entirety of the fan base. Late spring or early spring, you're still kind of around.
So you know just roll you just roll the dice and you
a
figure
lot of, yeah,
you
know a what? Lot of kids are probably still in school. And so it just it's easier, I think, to capture fan bases in the spring than it is in the summer.
True story. But I still think a guy like Tommy Lugar loves the Mets, power positivity. If a Knick game is that Friday night, are you hanging around and going to the game, the Yankee Met game?
No, well, that's why I brought it up. I'm not happy. And Tiki's dead on here. You have July and August where you basically only, I'm sure Portugal's playing somebody today, but basically baseball is the only thing going on in the sports calendar. Make rivalry week July and in August. I have Knicks Celtics to focus on. You have Rangers and pick your team to focus on. That's the main focus.
We hope. However, we'll be
generational talent.
We'll be, if the Rangers and Knicks suffer grueling losses the week before, we'll be begging for that Subway Series on May 16th. So it's just a chance you take. 888-808-1019. You scared, little Met fans? You unhappy? Six games with the Yankees? You going to cry about it again? Here we go. Javier and Comac. Javier, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
So I have an idea that, like, to help promote Rivalry Week,
yes,
where, you know, like, every city that has a rivalry can promote it even more. You know how the Jets and the Giants, they have the Snoopy Bowl?
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
you have the bragging rights for that? Maybe you could do something like that here in New York, like the Apple Cup or whatever.
The Apple Cup like they used to. But the problem is you're talking about a preseason situation, like the end of spring training?
No. I'm talking about in the middle of the season.
Like, actually,
you know, like
hand out. The games count on the standings, but you actually hand out something. You really are playing for something.
That would be interesting. Right. Yeah. Like, so you just make up something.
Right.
Like, whatever it may be. Yeah. It's an interesting idea.
You said the Apple Cup. I guess
the problem with doing something like that is that there's no history behind it.
Yeah, and you're inventing something.
So when you're inventing something like that that's new, it's going to feel gimmicky. It's going to feel like cheesy.
Right.
And cheap. So if you did it and you just weathered the criticism that came from the first couple of years of doing it, maybe it'd be okay. And eventually it would gain some steam. But I don't know. Like, new history is hard to create. It really is. Or a new tradition is hard to create because it doesn't exist in history. So I think that it's interesting, but it'd be hard. I think we would mock it more than anything.
I completely agree. Mike in Tom's River. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I really needed to clarify something. My call with you guys ended last week, and based on your comment, Tiki, after we hung up, I think you totally missed my point, if I understood you correctly.
Go ahead.
I really want to clarify it. I'm the guy who told you I used to have a career in wheelchair basketball.
Yes,
and I told you the story about Michael Jordan missing a three-point in Izod or whatever it was called back then. He missed the shot, and I was waiting by the locker room. And he walked by me. The purpose of me telling that story was to tell you I got to witness firsthand how fiercely competitive he was.
Oh, of course.
And he looked like I was just mortified when the other young man I had mentioned said, "Hey, Mike, how about an autograph?" Your comeback at the end was, "Well, there's a time and place to ask." I thought that you thought I was mad at him for not signing.
Oh, no. I was, no.
And I got another point to
Mike,
make.
Mike,
okay.
I was talking, I was agreeing with you.
Oh.
No, I was agreeing with you. Like, you don't ask that kid, you don't ask Mike right then.
I've told my kids, my two boys are 44 and 35. I've told that story. I'm not going to get into it. I have a story with Larry Bird, a story with Hakeem. Every time something happened, but they were cool stories. Jordan, it was the most amazing thing. I mean, whenever Francesa and everyone talks about he's the most competitive guy in the world, I witnessed it.
Yeah.
Me and one other guy right there. But I'm so glad that's how you felt, Tiki, because, you know.
Oh, no. I agree with you on that. Mike, I agreed with you on that 100%. Because, I mean, who was this? What, didn't we get a call about Garrett Cole, like, not signing an autograph or something like that? It was right before his first start.
It was at Somerset.
Yes, no, that's what it was.
It was Somerset, but then when there was video of him actually doing it for others.
So someone called, they said that Garrett Cole was, he just wouldn't sign and gauge us, but he's probably in his process at that point.
Right, in his own.
There's a moment in his mind when he is so dialed in that you don't want to deal or talk to or engage with anybody. And then there's a moment where you're outside of that.
Right.
And he's fine. And that's what we clarified.
Right.
Because there was a time where he came out and engaged with the fans. And so it's no different than Michael Jordan.
Of course. Everybody has their moment. It's all about their preparation, everything. And if you get caught with somebody on their wrong time of the preparation, maybe you leave it a sour taste in their mouth. You have to understand these guys are athletes in their own mindset, I guess would be the word.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Joe and Nutley. Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
We're good.
All right, good. Yeah, so I just wanted to add to the point of the scheduling.
Yep.
I think the reason that they're probably doing it in May, at least one of the series, is probably because they don't want one of the teams to be completely out of it. They don't want a team going, you know, obviously they're not going to go 0-30 in April, but they don't want a team going, you know, 10 and 20, and they want it to actually be competitive and watchable.
Yeah, don't you think even if one of the teams is out of it,
yeah,
right, would it still have some juice?
Well, and didn't we just learn from the Mets this year that no matter what, come June, we really have a case in point here in this town. True. You're not out of it in baseball.
It's true.
It takes so much to be out of it in baseball by May.
When was that Subway Series, the first one this year? It was like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I've already
But the Mets weren't where they are now. They weren't over 500, but they were inching back towards it, but slowly.
Right there. They were red hot. The Yankees were slumping.
I remember the conversations we had before we went out to the Subway Series was more like, you know, they're not done, but they're also not out of it type of thing. So they still have a shot. And hell, for all we know, the Subway Series
woke them up,
which they swept. Not woke them up because they were already trending that way, but it just helped the bounce.
Yeah.
You know, it helped them bounce back to where they ultimately are sitting right now, which is a couple games over 500.
And to that point with a rivalry week, like you said, Tiki, if you're doing rivalry week and it's not just about the Yankees Mets and it's not about teams being out of it, the point is though that's still for those fan bases to enjoy. And I could look at it in a lost year like, hey, this is still a reason for me to go to a ballpark.
And to that last caller's point, Teak, obviously you know this playing college football. We see it all the time with rivalry week in college football. Even if it's a bad team playing a great team, that bad team gets up for that game. That game 100%, matters.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Alan and Freehold. Alan, what's up?
What's up, Alan?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're good.
What's up, Alan?
Sean, do you always have to be a D-bag, or is that just the way you are naturally?
It depends, Alan. I, you know, truth be told, if you hung with me, I'm probably like the nicest guy in the world, but tell me why you think I'm a D-bag.
I mean, well, we're both Ranger fans, and we're both Giant fans, so that works.
Yes. Alan, before you continue, do you mind when I'm a D-bag towards Eagle fan?
Oh, I love that.
Exactly. What are you
making sure?
But I'm like, you start off, Mets fans going to complain that they're playing the Yankees. Back in the day, I used to go to the Mayor's Trophy game every year. Yeah. I loved it. 97, when they started playing, the Mets stunk. The Yankees were world champs.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, Alan, you're right, but there's no denying this. A big reason why baseball went from six games and doing these multiple like series with the rivalries back to four were fan bases and fans saying, and leading to organizations to say, this is unbalanced and this is not fair. And it's revisionist history to say Met fans weren't at the charge of that. They absolutely were, thought it was unfair that they played the Yankees. And for me, living in New York, loving baseball, loving the rivalry, 162 games, I never viewed it that way. And granted, I'm a Yankee fan because I thought it was cool. It was something different, something unique that baseball needed.
Yeah.
And I hated that it was taken away. And that's why I'm pumped up today to see it's back.
But you know what? I don't need to see the AL Central, the AL West every year. I don't need that.
You're right.
Go back to like, the schedule's 162 games. Go back to like 18 games against each team in your division.
Well, Alan,
that's 72 games. Then you got 90 to play with.
Alan, thanks for the call.
No, you're right about that. But
you need to see every star in every town. Got to remember, we are in New York in this vacuum. We have the Mets, we have the Yankees, we have American League, National League. If there's a certain baseball player that you want to see, no matter what the schedule looks like, you can find a way to get to a game in New York. What about every city that doesn't have a two-team town, okay? The Yankees then weren't going to 8 to 10 stadiums a year.
Mm-hmm.
Those fans never get a glimmer of Aaron Judge. Okay, that wasn't fair, and that's not good for baseball marketing. You want every town to be able to see every star.
Right, that it gives that home team, whoever is the home team versus, say, the Yankees.
Right.
Or whatever team has the star, it gives them a chance to truly play it up.
Right. Baseball's not football. They can't afford for stars to go.
Yes.
That's the way to market it. It's the way to get ballparks filled. And frankly, a lot of teams in lost years, like we were just talking about, need those big teams.
Well, I mean, it's funny because I didn't think about how important stadium revenue was until the pandemic. Now, maybe it was just the baseball owners crying poverty, but when they started detailing like how much revenue was lost because there was nobody in the ballparks.
81 home games. No other sport has 81 home games.
Exactly right. And it made you stop and think about how important having asses in seats at 81 times a year is to those teams. And so if you're a smaller market team and Aaron Judge is coming to town and say your stadium is, I don't know, 35,000 people, and you've put a butt in every seat, That's a lot of money.
A lot of tall boys.
Exactly right.
A lot of tall boys. All right, we'll continue this discussion. Plus, another wrinkle I like that, if I'm being fair as a Yankee fan, scares me to death about next year's schedule. The MLB schedule release for 2025 in the middle of 2024. But it's a win. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.